In 2 Chronicles 7:14, God's if then, if we will do things. So it's, I call it the if-then offer, okay? It, when you look in Solomon's prayer in 2 Chronicles 6, it appeals to the if-then theme emphasized in the books of the law in Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 4 and Deuteronomy 30. God's response in 2 Chronicles 7:12-14 there indicates that God, folks, he is chastening is for a purpose of awakening. God's if-then offer is very clear. In 2 Chronicles 7:14, he says, "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and will forgive their sins, and will heal their land." You see, folks, it's time to take God up. It's time to take God up on his if-then offer. Amen? God is making us an offer here tonight, and it's time for us to take it up. This amazing verse here, it delineates three phrases of the faith response to God's if-then offer. Number one, entrance into God's if-then offer. It says, "If my people which are called by my name shall." God starts with a target audience here. This text does not say Israel. Okay? It doesn't say Israel. It's a targeted audience. The precision of verbal inspiration enlarges the promise to include God's people in any dispensation. Then God gives a target offer. A specific condition is followed by a specific promise. God makes it clear that if you will fulfill the specific condition, then he will fulfill the specific promise. God says revival is a promised response. Okay, if we'll do these things that it says in 2 Chronicles 7:14, then he will give us revival. Amen? That's awesome. I'll take it. Well, will you let God, folks tonight, will you let God's if-then offer grip you to the point of entering into his offer tonight? And then number two, expression of God's if-then offer. The condition of God's God gives involves four expressions of faith. The if the condition was anything beyond faith, folks, we would not be able to fulfill it. Okay, we can't do all these things. It's got to be our trust in God. Say, "God, you said you would do this, so I'll do this because I want these results." We can't do them. God has to do them. Amen? Faith, which is God dependence, is something man does. God doesn't do that. It's faith. So it's our dependence on God. So, however, faith is not a work. It is a dependence on the worker. In Romans 4, verse 5 through 6 says, "But people are counted as righteous, not because of their work, but because of their faith in God who forgives sinners." First, brokenness is the faith of agreeing with God to humble ourselves. All right? This involves both honestly regarding sin and in the need for cleansing, as well as honesty regarding self and the need for enabling. Psalm 6, verse 18, "If I had not confessed the sin in my heart, the Lord would not have listened." See, we have to understand, we have to do it God's way, folks. God desires to bless his people. He wants to bless them. Okay, if we confess our sins, God will revive the church and he'll bring in the great harvest of souls. And if I ask all of us here tonight, everybody wants to see a harvest of souls. We have to do it God's way. Amen. We have to confess our sins. And then second, the heart cry is the faith of crying out to God and pray, he says. Humble yourselves and pray. God wants his people to cry out for an outpouring of his spirit. Now, if we will cry out to God for his outpouring, he will pour out a powerful outpouring of the Spirit. And then third, the pursuit is the faith of pursuing God. He says, and seek my face. You see, the focus of revival, whether on the individual's life level or on the corporate level, is God. Okay? That Spirit is him. That is, okay, it's not no three separate. It's him. When he pours out that Spirit, he's pouring out himself. Amen? When God breathed on Christian groups and on a college campus, one young lady called her mom and exclaimed to her, he's here. She didn't say the third person in the Trinity is here. She said, God is here. He's here. So the Holy Spirit is here when we seek his face. Amen? And then fourth, we have to surrender. Surrender is the faith of giving up whatever hinders. Hear me tonight, okay? Surrender is the faith of giving up whatever hinders. The Bible says, and turn from their wicked ways. What is hindering you tonight? What is hindering you from being what God wants you to be? What is hindering you from receiving the revival in your own life that God wants to give you? Turn from our wicked ways. Because you want God's presence, you do not want sin presence. Amen? God is of utmost importance. Anything that grieves the Spirit must be let go. And then we have to have expectation of God's if-then offer. Then will I. So we went through, if we'll do these certain things, he says, then will I. God initiates with his divine offer, if-then. So when you enter into his offer, taking grace to express faith according to the conditions he spells out, then you must expect God to do his part in his perfect will and way. God promises, his promises are clear, folks. And first, God will respond, hear from heaven. Then will I hear from heaven. God has always been ready to respond, but now he is able to righteously respond when we do what he asks us to do. And second, God will release and will forgive their sins. That's what it said. God prefers to revive rather than to judge. He doesn't want to judge us. He would rather revive you. Amen? In 2 Chronicles, at least 10 Judean kings and 14 different occasions applied and experienced God's if-then offer in 2 Chronicles 7. And third, God will revive, and he will, and he says, and will heal their land. History, folks, abounds with examples. Folks, I'm asking you tonight and the rest of this year, let's take God seriously on his if-then offers. Amen? Amen. So tonight, what I'd like to do here, so we can all stand here, before we get down and have a time of a personal prayer. If there's anybody that needs prayer tonight, we want you to come forward, make your request known, and we will come around and pray with you. Is there anybody? Come on, sister.
Been waiting for a home, and I just received a letter today, and I won't know what it says until I get home, so I'm just praying that this is me and the kids' home. So I just need prayer and believing that God is going to make his way this month in our lives, in Jesus' name.
Folks will gather around, ladies. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Anybody else? You're already up here? Anybody else? Sister? All right, she's healing in her gums. All right. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Anybody else? Yes. All right. All right, ladies, let's get with it. Pray. Hallelujah. Right now, God, in Jesus' name, touch Elizabeth. Thank you right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Sister Judy, come on up. You're what? She's going for blood work. Let's just pray God's will be done. All right. Amen. God, in Jesus' name.